This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, Apple gets on the phone to tell investors about just how well its last quarter went. And for the past year or so, there have been a lot of questions about the company's future. Unless you're enough of a tech geek to get excited about incremental changes to the iPhone and the iPad, one of the top companies in the world known for innovation doesn't seem to be innovating a whole lot of late. That story could change later this year with a long-rumored smartwatch. But for now, the question is, does a tech blue chip need to do something new? Dan Bobkoff reports.
Microsoft used to be a growth story. Investors were in it for the stock gains. Then, around the year 2000, it got big and slow, and its stock stagnated, and people just stuck with it for the dividends.
There are very different circumstances that faced Microsoft in the 1990s versus Apple of today.
Pai Ling Yin is with Stanford University, and she says Apple is no Microsoft. First of all, it can't afford to sit still. It faces stiff competition from the likes of Google and Amazon. And Apple has a different culture, says Ross Rubin of Reticle Research.
It has demonstrated a unique ability to reinvent itself every few years.
Now, investors are used to the company reinventing itself with new products that cannibalize its old ones. Robert Paul Leto is founder of the Braeburn Group, a network of Apple analysts.
Apple isn't a transition, but I don't think we'll ever find a point where Apple isn't in some type of a transition.
Soon, we may find out if the company can pull off another winner. Apple CEO Tim Cook has been promising to enter new product categories soon. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.